CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. All three measures on Colorado's statewide ballot failed in yesterday's election. Among them was a proposal to increase taxes on recreational cannabis to pay for enrichment programs for underserved youth. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Supporters of Proposition 119 conceded defeat Tuesday evening, despite the measure having broad bipartisan support from current and former governors, as well as more than $2.5 million to try to pass it. Curtis Hubbard was the spokesman for the Yes campaign.
This was about after-school learning. This was a targeted fix to help those kids who need it most.
But opponents, including some in the Democratic Party and some education groups, said public tax dollars shouldn't be spent on private after-school programs, and the state should instead focus on fixing overall school funding. The cannabis industry also opposed it, noting that the industry is already highly taxed. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The school board will be the first in the state to take advantage of a new state law that allows it to compensate board members for their work. The board's five members voted unanimously to pay members $150 for a full day of work or $75 for a half day. A nearly 400-acre ranch in central Colorado is now preserved. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Pridemore Ranch in Chaffee County runs along the Collegiate Peaks Scenic and Historic Byway near Salida. It's been a working ranch since the late 19th century. As part of the deal, the land and water rights are secured, which means it won't be developed. In a statement, Great Outdoors Colorado says the ranch will continue to preserve the agricultural, ecological, and scenic landscape for generations. The ranch is private, but the public has access to fishing along the Arkansas River through a lease with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
It'll be mostly sunny along the Front Range and in western Colorado today. A little more snow in the mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.